Persona is a documentary premiering at the Slam Dance Film Festival in Park City on January 22nd. It's a first-time effort for director Dominic Rodriguez that focuses on the world of furries, people who dress up like animals.
I think that part of what was the kind of journey of the movie was the struggle in making a good, solid definition because there are so many people in it.
I had called myself a furry, but I never really understood it. Until I was about 17 years old, I went to work as a mascot for a single-A baseball team, surprisingly, as a raccoon. And the first time I got in that suit and that mascot was just completely surreal. I mean, so I could be as energetic, as happy, as crazy as I could be, and people loved it.
Since it kind of means something different to each person that's in that community, it's hard to say something that's all-inclusive.
Rodriguez, who is a furry himself, said he wanted to shed some light on the furry community. However, because of the negative media coverage in past years, it's difficult to do.
There's a lot of fear in the furry community about it being misrepresented.
You can see furries all around at amusement parks, mascots at football games, and sometimes even on Main Street promoting a company or event. For some furries, it's a profession, while for others, it's a lifestyle.
So many of us are into creating art and street performance, basically, with our fursuits.
A lot of furry conventions have dance competitions because there's a big dancer community in the furry fandom. Everyone supports everyone, and like it's just a big family.
Throughout the documentary, the audience is exposed to conflicts within the community. Everything from how to be a furry to politics within their society. Uncle Kage is a researcher by profession and is also a chairman of Anthrocon, a furry convention. He wears a lab coat at his speaking engagements opposed to his furry costume.
I've got a professional reputation that I have to maintain.
Another persona is Boomer. He's the antithesis of Uncle Kage, who made his own costume out of clothes and shredded paper. He sweeps parts of his hair on top of his head, making puppy ears.
I love furry so much. I want to see all kinds of people have it and enjoy it if they'd like to. And I'd like them to see all the sides of furry, you know, good and bad, whatever it is. I don't think there's much bad to it. It's, you know, people trying to discover themselves in different ways.
I didn't want to just turn it into like this tight, neat little story. I wanted to get to know the people. So we spent years, like when I first met Boomer, I was shocked by his lifestyle. But then the more I got to know him, the more insight he shared with me. And I sort of realized what a good handle on all of this he has.
Rodriguez realized throughout the making of the documentary that something complex can still be positive.
It doesn't necessarily need to be like a PR piece to still have an overall positive effect. And I think if furries are portrayed as humans, you know, as like flawed humans even sometimes, that isn't necessarily a negative thing.
And when all is said and done, as Rodriguez says, he hopes people walk away with a better understanding of who they are.
It seems so strange at first, and I hope by the end of it, it's not about furry anymore for the audience, and they just have gotten to know these people. But they see them as people, and I think that that is so important to me.
To learn more about the documentary or the Slam Dance Film Festival, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.